Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 24th of February. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Don't you worry about that. And the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now on tonight's show we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out the river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy. Our fresh water report is checking. And as always, we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Okay, some fly fishing news. The next salt fly hookup for 2017 is on again soon. We spoke about this from Matthew von Sturmer about a month ago. It will be held on 3, 4, 5 of March. Registration costs $50 and you get a shirt with that as well. Now, where will it be? It's at Omakara on the Tauranga Harbour. For all the information, you just have a look at their website. Just Google Salt Fly Hooker and get yourself down there. Be a great weekend. Got an email today about the proposed changes to the Taupo trout fishery. They're talking about lots of things. And one, as an example, they're talking about reducing the minimum size of trout from 400 millimetres down to 350 millimetres. They're talking about increasing the daily bag limit from 3 up to 6. They're also talking about reducing the stream mouth fishing restrictions from 300 metres down to 200 metres. There'll be proposed changes to the licences and a special thing about check nymphing European nymphing. Now it's a survey. You need to have your say. So you go to the website, surveymonkey.com/r/taupoangler. surveymonkey.com/r/taupoangler. The moon phases. The next new moon is on the 27th. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does that mean? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. Another email came in today. You ever wanted to fish Christmas Island for bonefish, milkfish, giant trevally, etc.? There's a trip going 6th of June and there are 2 spots left. Christmas Island, bone fishing, 6th June, 2 spots left. The cost, $4,089 per angler. That's return airfares, 7 nights accommodation, all meals and 7 days fishing. How good's that? Now, you need to email Marcus and his email address is fishtravel@divefishsnow.co.nz. Dive Fish Snow organise trips for diving, fishing and snowboarding, skiing all around the world. So fishtravel@divefishsnow.co.nz. Now, if you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact Hooked on Fly Fishing by emailing me col.pam@extra.co.nz. col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather. Met Service weather. The Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. A ridge builds over the area from the west today and persists till Sunday. A weak front moves over the area late Sunday and Monday. Recreational forecast for Manukau Harbour, Waitemata Harbour, Hauraki Gulf, Saturday. Variable 5 knots with 10 knot afternoon and evening sea breezes, cloudy periods and the odd shower. Sunday, southerly, 10 knots developing, cloudy periods, the odd shower possible. I was out on the harbour all day today, beautiful, will be the same tomorrow. Met Service Waikato, forecast Saturday, fine apart from areas of morning and evening cloud, light winds. Waikato on Sunday, morning cloud, then mainly fine with isolated showers, light winds. Met Service Rotorua, Saturday, fine apart from areas of morning and evening cloud, light winds. Rotorua on Sunday, morning cloud, then mainly fine with isolated showers, light winds. Now, Met Service Taupo and Taumarunui. Forecast for Saturday and Sunday. Morning and evening cloud and isolated afternoon and evening showers. Otherwise, mainly fine, light winds. Canterbury Plains region. Forecast for Saturday. Morning cloud, then fine spells, becoming cloudy and showers developing as northeasterlies changing southerlies in the evening. Canterbury Plains on Sunday, showers becoming isolated and retreating to the high grounds, southerlies dying out later. Overall good forecast for the whole of the country. Now let's look at some river levels. The Puniu River is 23 kilometres south of Tauamutu. That's currently at 8.2 metres and dropping. It's flowing at 10.1 cumex and dropping. I fished this river last weekend. It was absolutely honking and filthy. It is getting better day by day. The Mangatutu River is at 1.1 metres, same as last week. It's flowing at 2.3 cumex and dropping. Very good condition. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangaheke Gorge between Pōhewa and Waihi, is at 11.4 metres and dropping. It's flowing at 3 cumex, which is slow for this river. It's in good condition. The Tauranga Taupo River, at the southern end of Lake Taupo, is at 0.42 of a metre, down on last week. And the Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.7 metres and falling. It's flowing at 6.8 cumex and falling. It's in good condition. Now, the Whakapapa River, measured at the footbridge, is at 3.2 cumex and steady. The Whanganui, measured at Puriaka, is at 17.8 cubic metres per second. That's down on last week. I spoke to Neil Hertzel. He fished this river 2 days ago. And it's in good condition. The stones are very slippery. Be careful when wading. The Tongariro River, measured at Turing, is at 28.7 cumex. That's down on last week. Now, all these rivers are in pretty good nick at the moment. Enjoy the fishing. As we said, be careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. We do appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, we're going to have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
They sentenced me to 20 years of boredom. Trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First we take Manhattan, and then we take Berlin. In the heavens.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Turangi area, and Stella is an expert in fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. And Stella is live on air with us now. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
We're very good, thanks. You're well down there?
We're fantastic. Unbelievable week. Just wonderful.
Okay, what, weather or people-wise or fishing?
Everything, really. It's really busy. It's just the weather is absolutely magnificent. The fishing is good. We've had no wind. It's just, nice. Yeah, it's just a very nice time of the year when it's like this. It's very settled. Very, very nice.
It is. And your forecast for Saturday and Sundays is pretty much settled and warm, 25 degrees minimum.
Yes, it is. And I think really for the next 3 or 4 days, it's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
We've definitely got a little bit of rain in the longer term, but we've had rain sort of forecast late evening, which is just really heat showers, and I'm sure that's what that's going to be.
Okay. Now,
so we're happy with that.
Okay, tell us about the fishing. Let's start with the big river. What's happened in the Tongariro,
we've had a little bit of rain in the early part over the weekend, mostly overnight, which actually brought us actually almost 4 inches, which is a lot of rain.
Yeah.
But it didn't actually fall across the Waipaki catchment, so therefore the Tongariro wasn't affected to the same degree as the other rivers. In actual fact, probably the spring-fed streams were affected more than anything. It was up in the back of the hills rather than perhaps so much down on the flats. The Tongariro's fished fairly consistently this week, not the pressure that it's had in recent weeks, but very consistent. Good dry fly fishing, happy nymphas, and some very nice fish caught on the wet line as well. So, no, the river has got good numbers of fish. Condition of those fish is pretty consistent. And, yeah, very happy anglers. Late evenings proved to be, you know, particularly pleasant with warm, you know, warm nighttime temperatures and very little wind, which has been ideal for dry fly. First thing in the morning, we've had quite a few quite cool mornings with very heavy dews, but that in itself, it's lovely. I love fishing when it's like that. And for those that have nymphed, they've picked up and wet-lined, they've picked up some particularly nice fish as well. Lovely browns. It's just the condition of the fish and the number of fish is very positive, very positive.
Well, that is good, isn't it? Now, you mentioned the spring-fed creeks. How's it looking? Pretty good still?
Tanimai and the Waitanui have both had quite a bit of additional water, which has slowly eked out, as you probably are well aware, over the latter part of the week. The earlier part of the week, they certainly they were quite dirty and quite high. That was reflective of that rain that fell up through the Kaimanawas, and it was just runoff, basically. I don't know if you're aware, too, that there is a rahuri on the Waitanui, where, tragically, one of our very well-respected lady anglers passed away during the middle of the week. She perished, which is just absolutely tragic while fishing.
I wasn't aware of that, sorry. No.
Yes, no, so very sad. She was a angler who would often go fishing, you know, quite late at night time or early in the morning, which is what like a lot of us do, and she didn't return home, and her husband went to look for her, and sadly, 12 or 14, I think it was 24 hours later, they found her. Very, very sad. But, you know, happily doing what she wanted, but not a very sad ending.
Yes,
so
that's a sad story.
One needs to show respect, which means that obviously you can't fish the Waitanui until such time as the rahui is actually lifted, which I'm not sure what that length of time is, but it's well posted, well signposted at the present point in time.
Well, thank you.
But for the Hanimaia, that's fished fairly consistently. All those little streams, you know, the little Waipahi stream, Wairitoka stream. Actually, when I went for my swim after work last night, I did notice that there was someone fishing around about 7:30. Not that he caught a fish while I was there, but certainly very pleasant conditions because it's been very calm and very collected. It's been lovely.
Well, that's nice, and you do like your swimming, don't you?
Very much so.
Very good. Now, can we do a roundup? How's the big lake and then Kuratau Otamanaka? What have you heard?
Lake Otamanaka has obviously had, you know, like quite interesting weather from the point of view. It's had a little bit of wind, it's had heavy dews, it's had very calm and collected days, but and quite a bit of pressure, but still continuing to fish fairly consistently, and that's quite normal for this time of year. There is always quite a bit of pressure, and mostly anglers that come on a fairly regular basis on a yearly basis who are well aware of the conditions there. This year, quite different compared to other years, obviously, right up until the last week, the conditions have been really quite difficult with tremendous amounts of wind, you know, to the point where you've had four or five different types of weather patterns throughout the day with wind, snow, rain, hail, the whole nine yards. Naturally, this week it has been considerably more settled, which means that fishing has been, you know, people have been able to actually physically get out on the lake, which is much more amenable. Lake Kiritau, little pressure, but once again, reasonable fish. And, yeah, it's really very positive. The fishery really as a whole is in excellent condition, and those that know and fish it are well aware of that. Very interesting today to see that there's been some information that's been fired out by DOC with proposed changes to the Taupo fishery licences, fees, yes, forms and notice, and there's an angler's notice. There's a survey which is available online which questions some of the proposals which they have. And it is fascinating. It'd be interesting to have you read it, and just we'll have a little discussion about it next week. I would imagine that it is a direct result of the fact that there are the tragic decline in fishing licences, which is simply because they're not available at your normal fishing tackle shops or your garages or, and you know, I mean, where you've always been able to get them. So this 2 years on, they are really beginning to feel the ire of anglers who are either not buying a licence or simply are bypassing and fishing or choosing to fish elsewhere.
That's right. Well, I've
had absolutely nothing to do with the fishery. The fishery is in such fantastic condition. There is one little comment here which Doc makes, which is reducing the legal minimum legal trout length from 40 centimetres to 35 centimetres.
Yes.
Taupo trout size, condition and spawning habits have declined steadily in the past decade. Trout feed on smelt, their main prey, but the smelt populations in the lake are currently too low to sustain healthy trout. That is an absolute load of rubbish. If you talk to any angler that fishes this fishery, and especially those that fish the stream now, they are well aware of the significance of and the number of smelt that are in the lake. You know, I don't actually think that there has been sufficient money perhaps to undertake the study with regards to their information. So what information we're being fed is completely contrary to those that probably fish and have a fairly good handle on what is happening in the fishery.
Okay, well,
another one is to reduce stream out fishing restrictions from 300 metres to 200 metres. Well, that in itself may actually have a detrimental effect on the fishery from the point of view that you've then got people that perhaps jig within that 200, you know, outside that 200 metre mark. The other thing is to reducing or increasing the daily bag limit from 3 to 6.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think there's any harm in that. But, you know, I mean, that's all, I mean, sustainability is about put and take, if you can imagine. But, you know, I really do believe that some of these issues are being brought about by the fact that, yeah, simply they haven't got the revenue which they probably thought that they may get due to the fact that you've got fishing licences online. Amend the definition of fly fishing to add guidance on leader length and fly weight, which is with regard to the check nymphing, which is, I think, quite a significant issue in the fishery, to eliminate that. Add a senior family licence, which is something which is possibly quite sensible, adding a family season licence to parents, grandparents and up to 4 children, grandchildren, a senior licence for 65 plus. Well, I think that would be fantastic, but it has to be made available where you can go and buy it open book, because simply seniors, most of them, do not have a credit card, they don't have an iPhone and they don't have the facility to print. And also they often fish at whim, and often when, you know, perhaps your fishing tackle businesses that are in town where you've got Wi-Fi and those sorts of things and who are able to print aren't necessarily open. And also just changing the definition for the child, and I think that's quite sensible, being under 18 years.
Yes, and so, that's right. We talked about this at the top of the show. And also they say somewhere in there that numbers of fish licences have halved since the 80s.
Well, that's, I mean, there's a logical solution to that, and that, you know, we talk about the baby boomers. I don't know necessarily whether they've halved, but I don't, you know, I think I know what our fishing tackle sales were, our fishing licence sales were or have been for many years, and ours continue to grow quite rapidly. And that is simply, I think a lot of that has to do with that we are on State Highway 1, we're open 7 days, so it's a convenience.
Yes.
I think of the people over Christmas who were here to fish, many of them were, you know, like opportunists, because the fact is that the weather wasn't particularly good, so therefore many of them weren't able to fish. But when I actually think about it, not one of the local families that live here, I think, really, really, in actual fact, we'd out of their way to go and buy a licence, because in actual fact, it's just too difficult. We don't have Wi-Fi here, they don't have their credit cards here, they can't print their licence here, and so they've just left it. So therefore, actually what's happened is, and I would imagine ramp permits will be down dramatically too, some degree weather pattern, and some degree the fact that Motuaipa has been out of action. But I don't believe that is the case. I actually think what it's done is it's actually dissuaded people from partaking, you know, so therefore in actual fact they're now doing other things. You know, they may be biking, or they may be walking, or tramping, you know, or other activities, which really in reality you've got fishing on your, you know, your front doorstep, haven't you? So you've got the ramps, you've got everything available here, so why would you dissuade people from being able to buy a licence? So we've taken such a long time from the retail point of view and the compliance point of view, doing the job for DOC, encouraging people to buy a licence, and now, of course, what has happened is that it's the complete opposite. People don't feel they need to. There's not necessarily the compliance officers or, you know, and on it goes, on it goes. I mean, I've said this for a long time. You know that. We've been to select committee twice with government with absolutely no result. And it's really quite sad. We've never had any comment from anybody.
It is, isn't it? And now, this is a survey, of course, so we've got to encourage people to log in and have their say.
And that's www.surveymonkey.com. com/r/Taupo Angler. Okay. But I think if you were just to go into the DOC website, you'd find that it was available there for you to make your comments. But, you know, it really is sad to think that we have such a productive fishery and something which so many of us have actually worked so hard to allow it to be continue in the vein that when we're not here necessarily for the next generation. But what we have done is actually discouraged the younger angler who perhaps would have, if they were able to, because, you know, it's a natural procedure. When you come at Christmas time, you come and get your licence, it's all part of writing it out and, you know, reading about the various bits and pieces with regards to the rules and regulations and discussing it with those that are around you. I mean, it is quite sad how something that changes so dramatically can have such a major effect financially. And sadly, the information which DOC gleaned from those that actually work in the industry and sell the licences was never taken to heart. It was, you know, not necessarily...
Yes, they missed a step there, yeah.
Everyone you talk to. I mean, I could talk about it all day and all night, but there's no point, because actually what's happened, and this is the result of that, I would imagine.
Very good. Okay, so find the survey, surveymonkey.com/r/Taupo Angler, or have a look at the DOC site, as Stella said. It'll be easy to find on there. Okay, because there's some significant proposals to changes to the rules. So,
yes, I don't think they're all bad. I mean, I don't necessarily think we need to have six fish. I don't necessarily think that we actually need to have a reduction in size. I don't think that's got anything to do with it. I just think you need to be able to make accessibility to, if you want to fish the fishery, a license so you can go and fish it, and that's all it is. A lot of these other aspects are a knee-jerk reaction to something which is we all told them about at the time.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, the cheap limping, definitely.
Okay. Now, how do people get hold of you, Stella?
07-3868-953, and we're open 7 till 7.
It's a store at Tauranga Eta, right by the banks of the Tauranga Taupo River, or ring Stella and Peter on 07-3868-953. Stella Gordon, thank you very much. I'd love to talk to you, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Wonderful. You have a great week.
Thank you, Stella. See ya.
Cheers. Bye.
Stella Gordon. Give her a call, 07-3868-953. Talk fishing. That's what she loves. Okay. Quick break, and then more fishing stuff.
Got my mojo working, babe, and I'm gonna try it on you. Oh yeah, I've got my mojo working, babe, and I'm gonna try it out on you. Oh yeah, well I tried in New York City, oh now I'm gonna try it on you. Got my mojo working, baby, and I'm gonna try it on you. Oh, look.
but my mojo working, baby. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna try it on. Well, I tried in New York City. Oh, no, I'm gonna try it on. Oh, yeah, I'm working my room.
Into Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langlands is based in the South Island, a place called Darfield, actually. And Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, a fishing guide, a Facebooker, a photographer, a writer. And when he's fishing with a client, Martin aims to be innovative, informative, friendly, and professional. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him. As always, Martin is live on air with us now. Good evening, Martin.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good. Good. You're a busy man, aren't you?
Yeah, on and off, you know, yeah, on and off. Well, I have the odd day off, which is nice.
Okay, that is good. Now, I follow you on Facebook because I love your photography and your writing and all that. Very, very good.
Thank you.
I want to talk about a lady called Kathy.
Yeah, sure.
When did you have Kathy out on the river? Was it?
It was a really nice job. That was just yesterday's job. It was these guys from Tucson, Arizona, and the wife was Kathy, and the husband was Marshall, and you know they're friends of people that I've guided over in Tucson, and they're coming over, and they're going to do a little bit of fishing at Owen River Lodge. We just had one day. They're going to go up there and do some days, and you know it was always nice to do friends of friends. And you know, as I started the day, the husband Marshall came over to me and he said, "Hey, Martin, the aim of the day is just try to get Kathy a fish. She's never caught a fish on a fly before." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Yep, that's fine." You know, it's always actually quite nice to have a brief as a guide. You know, I quite like responding to that type of thing. And you know, I do a lot of teaching. I really, really enjoy teaching people. And so Kathy was, you know, she's very, very new to fly fishing. Obviously, her husband fly fishes and their whole culture fly fishes. So, you know, she was keen to give it a go, especially seeing she was in New Zealand. And, yeah, look, we started off and just worked on the casting, as you do, you know. And then we managed to get, adequate casts that improved as the day went on. It's always a big expectation, Colin, you know, to expect to catch fish in New Zealand. But what I say to a lot of people like that I'm teaching, I say it's quite a good analogy. It's a little bit like playing Tiger Woods at golf. You're not going to beat him, but we're going to get some good shots, you know.
And
we went through the day and actually in the early part of the morning, Kathy hooked up, nice rainbow. And, I put up a hell of a fight, and actually she got it, and she was just so ecstatic.
Oh, excellent.
Really, and so was, of course, you know, her husband watching on them.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I was ecstatic as well. So, you know, that's the sort of stuff that really makes your, you know, really spices your, you know, my professional career, for sure.
Okay, excellent. Now, tell us about the fly and what sort of...
Yeah, sure. What we were doing yesterday, we were fishing the Waimakariri River, which is very near to Darfield. You know, it's had a lot of high water and a lot of strong winds, et cetera, et cetera. But actually, it's just starting to come really good now. The flows are nice and clear. So, you know, it's quite a big braided river that braids off into different channels. So what we're primarily doing there is reading the river is the main skill out there. There's just so much of it. So you try to find likely places. And primarily nymph indicating, Colin.
Okay, yes.
You know, a lot like what you guys do in the North Island. And, you know, it's a little bit like your winter nymphing, except not as heavy.
Okay.
You know, so what I'm using is a fairly, you know, obviously a 6-weight's really good, 7-weight if it's a windier day, fairly short leader, nice big-sized indicator of various colours, and then, you know, running off droppers down with quite heavy, again, smaller though, you know, generally size 14, size 12 nymphs. So, you know, primarily just blind fishing, likely riffles and runs and drop-offs and things like that.
Okay. And now, you walking these braided rivers, or you got a quad bike?
Yeah,
or something?
No, walking for sure. I'm an, you know, it's funny that I'm an avid walker, and yeah, walking the river. Of course, what I do there, and actually, I've just done a bit of that this afternoon. Actually, they're so big and vast, especially the Waimak and Rakaia. And they often flood, and the whole pattern of the river changes, you know. Yes. So it's really quite good because, you know, these rivers really keep you engaged. I think that's one of the really big thing about Canterbury. You can't expect, you know, the same river to be in the same sort of fishing mode as it was this time last year. They really change. So what I do is I put a lot of time reconnoitering, you know, a lot of time just walking out there. So, you know, today I even found some more. So I go out and I look. I generally sort of walk about, you know, 5 or 6 Ks, you know, up and down, just finding really nice places. Mm-hmm. So it eliminates the whole aspect of me having to overwalk people, so I can try to walk them to what I consider fairly essential water.
Okay. Cause
and then when we're on essential water, some of them are quite good. You know, some of the runs are quite big, so, you know, you might take an hour. Gee, some of them you can spend all day on.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And the fish, you know, they're not numerous, not huge, but, you know, a really good fishery. Here was my main parameter when the husband said that he really wanted his wife, and he had emailed me before and hinted at this. My key player was no trees.
Okay.
Yeah? And you know the one, don't you? And it's just, that's got to be it. And I thought, okay, yeah, that's a suitable place for it. Because, you know, as you know, a lot of our rivers, as throughout the whole of New Zealand, you know, trees can be a real hazard, even for the so-called experts,
right,
let alone beginners. So that's a really good thing about those braided rivers, no trees.
Yeah.
Having said that, I don't know if you've seen that cartoon. There's a guy on a desert island, and there's one tree, and he's fishing, and he catches it. So, you know, funny enough, we caught the one tree that was out on the river yesterday, but that's life too.
That's what happens, eh?
Now, oh, it's all fun.
Water temperatures starting to come up?
Yeah, water temperatures starting to come up. Yeah, we're getting hot. Yeah, even just as I'm talking to you right now, you know, look, I'm in T-shirts, shorts, and jandals.
Okay.
Yeah, weather's really come good. You know, when I've previously talked to you, I've sort of talked in terms of how volatile it's been, how windy, rainy, hot, cold, boom, boom, boom. But the weather's, over the last 2 weeks, has really stabilised. Flows are starting to drop quite well, which is good for the bigger rivers. Some of the smaller rivers are sadly suffering. You know, today in the news, if you look on Facebook and I think even on stuff, the Lower Selwyn at a place called Coes Ford has gone dry, and that's the first time in living history that's happened.
Oh, goodness me. No, I hadn't seen. I've been out.
Yeah, so real spooky. It's, you know, the thing is about Coes Ford, it's right near the ocean. It's right at the end of the chain, as it were.
Okay.
You know, and again, I think a complex issue, you know, obviously, yeah, it's near Lincoln College. They use a lot of water. There's dairy farms there. They use water. Yeah, we haven't had the rain. We just haven't had southerly rain over the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, yeah, some of the low flows are quite, yeah, just maybe just starting to get a little bit disturbing.
All right, I understand, yeah. Okay, now, your contact details, please, Martin.
Sure, you can find me at www.troutlands.com, or you can find me on Facebook. Just put in Martin Langlands, Langlands, or even just internet search Troutlands, and you can find me.
Mm-hmm.
But look, a pretty wide open weekend, Colin, for people.
Okay.
Lakes have been fishing well. You know, I could talk all night to you, but I know you've got other people to talk to. High country lakes have been really fishing well. A lot of sight fishing on the edges. Keep your flies in small in the size 16, 18 category, and try to keep light tippet, sort of 4X, 5X type thing. So lakes are all good. All the rivers are good. This is salmon competition in Rakaia. Salmon hasn't been so good this season, but it's just maybe going to pick up from now. Headwater fishing is producing some amazing fish. You know, trolling in the Lake Coleridge, pretty fertile as well. So, you know, everything's full on.
Excellent, Martin. Good. So, yeah, get out there, get amongst them.
All systems go in the South Island.
It's all systems go.
And I'm sure everybody would agree with me.
All right.
Cicadas, of course, in places in the West Coast.
Good stuff.
If you're on the lucky day and in the Maniototo and those Otago lakes, if you get a nice hot day. So, yeah, look, it's all, just that peak time.
Excellent work. Thank you, Martin Langlands.
Thank you very much, Colin. Have a lovely weekend.
Catch you next week. Thank you, Martin.
See
you.
Bye.
It's Martin Langlands. Have a look at it on Facebook. He's got excellent photography and stories. Or his website, troutlands.com. Thank you, Martin. Okay, quick break, and then more fishing stuff.
seemed to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk, hotter than a match head. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it will be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity? The days can be like the night. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, evening in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Chill out, wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go on, find a girl. Come on, come on, let's dance all night. Despite the heat, it will be alright. And baby, don't you know it's a pity.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler. He lives, works and fishes in his particular area, and that's exactly why we want to talk to him when it comes to Rotorua fishing. Bert Robinson's live on air with us now. Good evening, Bert.
Hey, Colin.
I'm good. You're well?
Yeah, it's been a pretty hectic week, but very hot, muggy, lots of cicadas and getting a lot more insects in the evenings now, so there's a bit of hope for the fish life, but and temperature's been up around 24, 25 degrees, but it's not, just not getting there on the lake. It's just not transferring through to the, through the water column.
Okay.
You know, we hit 23 yesterday on the lake surface, but it's only 20.7 today, and that 23 didn't transfer anywhere. It's still, we're running out of time. I don't think it's going to happen this year for the fish coming in big numbers. There are fish around. You do have to be very patient and put a lot of time in to get them, but when you do, they're good fish.
Okay, well, that's good. So, there are fish there. There's always fish there, but it's just a little bit more difficult at this time, at this particular year.
Yeah, this year, they did say earlier that we're likely to have an interesting summer. That we've certainly had a huge amount of rain last week. It would have turned all the rivers over.
Yes.
And got rid of a lot of any summer algae that might have grown, and would have stirred up some fish to come up to spawn, because there are fish here spawning all year round, and particularly in the Lake Rotorua tributaries.
Okay, yeah. I was in the southern Waikato last weekend. Tremendous thunder and lightning, rain Friday night, Saturday morning. It was hosing down. The rivers were blowing out.
Yeah.
But they needed a turnover. And they're settling down and fishing quite well today, apparently. So be the same for you guys, I would imagine.
Yeah, the spring feed streams, of course, turn over. They might go murky pretty quick, but they also clear very quickly, so yes. It's not so bad. It's a matter... It's a matter of just being there at the right place at the right time. Usually on a clearing river, you can do quite well, and a rising river, actually, you can do very, very well. So, I know we didn't get the thunder and lightning, but we certainly did get the rest of it. Just rain. We had four continuous days of rain. Surface flooding everywhere. So it did make life a little bit challenging, but those out in the lake are doing very well. Lake Rotorua itself, there's some very good conditioned fish coming off there, and quite large ones. Rotoweedy's very good. The wind has eased off a wee bit. We got a little bit tonight, but not too bad. So it's still a good time to get out there and do the jigging bits, which has been the most popular method of fishing, most productive, certainly.
Okay. Now, where has Bert Robinson had a chance to fish?
I haven't this week, but you never know. I might be able to slip out over the weekend, but I'll probably look at somewhere like... the way this temperature is going, I might look at a late night fish out at the Kaituna perhaps, or maybe one of the stream owls. At the moment, the wind's probably southwesterly. It'll probably be something. It would be something like Nongataha or okay. The Waitati mouth.
Okay.
And one of those two, so because the rest of it will just be be quite hard fishing into that wind. It's gusty a bit at the moment, but it might even ease off overnight, it's hard to say.
Okay. Now, has the number of anglers dropped off? It hasn't, Taupo, Seller was telling us.
Yeah, certainly. They never really got high then. The word of mouth is pretty good. Good, then we've got people who are turning up because they've already made their booking to come to Rotorua to go fishing, but there's a lot of the itinerant anglers who just were thinking that, you know, when the fishing improves, they'll be over here, but it hasn't really done that. But, you know, like I said, there's some very good fishing to be had in the lakes. If you've got access to a boat or a float tube or a kayak even, you can have an absolute ball out in the lake with your jigging or even a fast-sinking line over some of the drop-offs. Okay. You're looking at around about the 20 to 25 metre mark in Rotowiti and probably Tarawera.
Okay, I understand.
So, yeah.
I understand. Thank you, Bert. Now, can we have your contact details, please?
Yeah, I'm on 0272896079. You can certainly send us a text on that and let you know what's happening around the region with the weather and the fishing.
All right, thank you, Bert. That's Bert Robinson, Rotorua angler, Rotorua resident, knows what he's talking about. He lives and works in the place. For all the details about fishing Rotorua, 0272896079. Bert Robinson, thank you very much. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Yep, thanks for the call. We'll catch you then.
Thank you, Bert. See you.
Yep.
Bye. Mr. Bert Robinson, 0272896079. Talk fishing, that's what he loves. Okay, quick break, and then the fly fishing tip of the week. Listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Now, the fly fishing tip of the week. Trout do not have eyelids. On bright sunny days, they will seek shade or deep water. Fish these areas first. Makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. The staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.